her feud with Kim may not be over. Emmerdale spoilers follow from Wednesday's episode, January 8, which is available to watch now on streaming service ITVX but hasn't yet aired on ITV1. Emmerdale has hinted at Dawn Fletcher's dark intentions as her feud with Kim Tate continues. The ITV soap aired a sinister cliffhanger in Wednesday's episode as Dawn continued to grieve for her father Will Taylor. Will suffered a fatal heart attack at Christmas and a post-mortem has confirmed that he died of natural causes. Despite this, Dawn grew suspicious after finding a video that Will had recorded before his death, predicting that Kim would kill him. 9 huge Emmerdale spoilers for next week. The clip was filmed at the height of Will and Kim's battles last year, as the couple had spent months plotting against each other. Dawn responded to her discovery by tipping off the police, who insisted on bringing Kim down to the station for questioning. Kim wasn't under pressure for long, as Joe Tate sent a no-nonsense solicitor to represent her. As there was no real evidence to go on and the coroner's report was clear, Kim was quickly released without charge. Back in the village, Dawn put on a show of remorse as Joe, Gabby Thomas and even her own husband Billy were all siding with Kim. Emmerdale's Marlon Dingle breaks down over April death fears. Dawn told Kim, "Everyone says I owe you an apology. I shouldn't have called the police. My head's been all over the place. I shouldn't have blamed you for his death and ruined the funeral. I feel so ashamed." Kim immediately forgave Dawn and hoped for a fresh start, but this seemed unlikely when Dawn's mood shifted again as she visited Will's grave. Clutching a small bottle of ketamine, Dawn addressed Will's final resting place as she said, "Dad, I'm sorry I let you down today. I hope you know how much I love you. Please forgive me." Could Dawn be heading for a relapse with her addiction, or does she have another plan for the drugs? Emmerdale airs on weeknights at 7:30 p.m. on ITV1, and streams on ITVX.